Hello, everybody. Blaine Hall stole my book. Let him know how shameless it is to rip off a writer living on limited retirement income. His contact information is below. Since 2013, when I first published 44 Days, Backpacking in China, and then China Rising, and then the Big Red Book on China, I have sent hundreds, mailed hundreds of my books to people all over the world. They have always arrived in every country in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, Europe, South America, North America. I have never had a problem, and I have never had a problem of anybody paying me. I have never asked anybody to prepay me, because I figure if somebody's going to contact me and reach out to me for one of my books, well, I trust them in the brotherhood and the sisterhood of literature and writing and journalism that they're going to pay for what I send them. I also have the people don't like to go to Apple, so they don't want to get the EPUB version from Apple. I have all three books in EPUB, the Nook Apple version. I also have it. A lot of people don't like to deal with Amazon. I understand, and so I also even have my books in Mobi for Kindle readers. So I found this guy, Wayne Hall, in Perivola on the island of Aegina in Greece, in the Aegean Sea, nice gig off the coast of Athens, back in 2015, contacts me on the Saker, back when I was doing a column back there. So he's known about me now for 8 years. In March of this year, he contacts me and said, "Here's the letter I sent Catherine Watt." This was after James Bradley and I interviewed Catherine Watt, which was a great, great interview. So he sent me, this long explanation about the importance of religion and everything, and with all the problems going on today and everything. And I contacted him back. I always respond to people, even if they're not nice. And I said, "That great explanation. I agree that religion has a place in the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." He contacts me back. This is at the end of March. "I'd like to get one of your books." And, I don't like dealing with Amazon. And so I sent him an email back saying I have the ebooks, $10 each, or $25 for the entire trilogy. "Oh, I would prefer a print copy." So I said, "Well, and I'd like to get the Big Red Book on China." I have all these emails. Okay, so I said, "Well, I have to order it," because I don't have copies here. So I paid for the book from Amazon. I paid for the postage, the shipping charges from Amazon to get the book for Wayne Hall in Perivola, Aegina, Greece. I get the book. Of course, I buy a nice bubble package for him, which you can see up above. And all my books, I take the time to make sure I get their first name, their last name. I write a really nice dedication. I have a text that I write for each of the three books about what that book meant to me at that point in my life and what I learned, etc. I autograph them. I always put the date and where I am. And so from 2013, it was Beijing. And then 2016, it was Shenzhen. And then 2019, it was Chiang Mai, Thailand. And since 2020, it has been Normandy, France. So, and I always take a picture of the package at the post office with the stamps canceled, so the person knows that I sent it. Everybody has always, a lot of people just pay me right then, because then they know that, because I always wait. I say, "Wait until I find out how much the postage is, and then you can send me the money." Wayne Hall was asking me, "How do I pay?" And of course, he's in a Euro country. I'm in a Euro country. Of course, he's going to send a bank wire. It costs about 25 cents to send a bank wire. He said, "Send me your bank information." I sent, so all this was predicated on him sending me a wire. 13 freaking euros. I mean, and he would have paid almost 16 euros to get the same book, undedicated and unsigned by me, on Amazon. So I ship him the book, and again, I give him my bank information, and it seemed to take an awful long time for him to get his book. I've never had anybody take two, but he is on an island. So anyway, he finally got the book on May 15th. Okay, I'll go to the bank and pay you. And I again sent my bank details, my Euro bank details with the IBAN and, you know, the bank, my bank ID and all that. Nothing happened for about 10 days or so. And all of a sudden, about the end of May, he goes, "Oh, here is your Western Union tracking number." Western Union? We're in Europe, pal. That wasn't the deal. You know, Western Union is like, "Mom, I'm in Guayaquil, Ecuador, and some guys jumped me and stole all my luggage. Please send me some money so I can get home." Or, you know, "Dad, I'm sorry. I'm stranded in Des Moines, Iowa. Send me some money." That's what Western Union's for. It's not for two people who have a European account. So he said, "No, I already sent it, too late, too bad, sorry." So I checked where the nearest Western Union office is. Well, it's in Caen, France, which is 30 kilometers one way, 30 kilometers back, with at about 15 kilometers to get inside and out, in and out of the town. City, it's the biggest city in Calvados, 250,000 people. And I'd have to pay a euro or two in parking. It wouldn't even be worth the 3 euros in postage and the cost of the book plus the postage from Amazon. It wouldn't even be worth the, I would lose money going to Western Union in Caen. So I sent him, you know, we went back and, "Well, too bad. My bank, I have problems with my bank." "Well, that's not my problem, pal. We've been talking about this now for 2 months and you agreed to pay me." And at this point for me, it's not, I mean, 13 euros, okay, I'm going to live. It's just the principle of such a sociopathic jerk that would rip me off like this for the first time in 10 years. So anyway, I finally sent him a voicemail by email saying, "You know, listen, we have a contract." I mean, there are so many emails. "We have a contract. You're in violation of your contract. And you are also morally repugnant to not pay me." Never heard back from him. So Wayne Hall of Perivola, Aegina, Greece has stolen the big red book on China. He stole 13 euros from me. You know, Sherlock Holmes said criminals always leave a clue. And but in Wayne's case, it's really easy. He gave me his name, his mailing address, his home phone number, which I think I got maybe back when he contacted me with Saker. I'm not, anyway, I had his home phone number, and I got his mobile phone number, and I got his email. Case closed. Guilty as charged. So since we're not in China, since he's in Greece, on the beach in Greece, I have all this information. If you want to send him a postcard, send him a postcard or a letter. If you want to phone call him, I'll give you his mobile phone number. If you want to call him at home, leave a message. He'll probably say, "Oh, it's the wrong number," but I know they're not. And especially email. Just click on the email link below and just tell him what a cruddy, miserable, sad little man he is for ripping off an independent, a 69-year-old. Independent writer, you know, who sells about 4 or 5 books a month. You know, I make enough money off the sale of my books each month to take my wife to a modest, very modest restaurant here in Normandy. So it's not like I'm getting rich off this. Anyway, tell Wayne Hall exactly what you think about him and his low-grade sociopathic habits. Thank you, and it's not, you know, he'll still be able to take the high-speed train and go on first class in China, because he won't have a social credit score there. But we can sure remind him about his behavior in the rest of the world. Thank you. Bye-bye.